Asia's developing countries are the main players in the global rice industry. The world's top 8 producers of rice last year were Asian countries, with China and India producing the most. Thailand and Vietnam are the top exporters in the world. But since the middle of the 1980s, growth in rice production in Asia has been declining. Akimi Fujimoto, a professor at Japan's Tokyo University of Agriculture, says rapid industrialization is partly to blame.
The most important point is increasing competition for limited resources, such as land, water, labor, and capital, between rice sector and then non-agricultural sector because of this increased industrialization.
Professor Fujimoto also notes that farmers are leaving their fields to take better-paying jobs elsewhere. Experts warn that water scarcity, environmental damage from overuse of chemicals, climate change, and inefficient farming methods exacerbate the situation. China's rice harvest is worrying some experts. Between 1990 and 2000, growth in rice production remained flat, compared with 2.5% growth annually between 1970 and 1990. Experts say that is largely caused by farmers taking jobs in the cities. Its slow growth in domestic supply, while its demand increases, has forced China to import rice. Earlier this year, China's large rice purchases in the world market forced up prices. David Doe, an economist at the International Rice Research Institute, or IRRI, in the Philippines, says the situation could have far-reaching implications for Chinese stability.
This year, government has started to give out some subsidies to farmers to encourage them to grow more rice. And they're also quite concerned politically about the growing inequality between people in the rural areas and people in the very fast-growing urban areas. So they can resolve two issues at the same time. One is to help ensure domestic food security, and another is to put a cap on some of the possible political discontent that might come from very poor farm families.
Some experts note that as income rises, demand for rice falls, as seen in Japan and Korea over the past 3 decades. But for some economies, such as the Philippines and South Asia, where incomes are low, demand is still rising because of continued population growth. In South Asia alone, studies show that rice demand will increase 1.5% a year. That means by 2030, South Asia will need 52% more rice than it consumed last year. Mr. Daw says the challenge for Asia is to increase productivity by harvesting more rice at the least possible cost.
I'm quite confident the rice will be produced, but the key issue is at what price will it be produced?
Rice prices have been relatively low in recent years, but experts warn that as resources become scarce, the price will increase, possibly beyond the reach of the poor. Experts are gathering in Tsukuba, Japan this week to address the challenge at the World Rice Research Conference. Scientists are looking for technological innovations to boost production and develop new rice varieties that have higher yields, are more resistant to weather changes, and are more nutritious. They say such developments could improve incomes for rice farmers who are mostly poor. The IRRI, the world's leading rice research center, says finding answers for Asia's rice industry depends on more research. But it adds that funding for rice research, traditionally from Western donors, is falling. The institute's own funding fell 26% from 2001 to 2003. There is some good news regarding rice. Indonesia says that by expanding rice planting areas, it has regained self-sufficiency in production after a decade of imports. And in the Philippines, a record harvest is expected next year. But officials there say it will not be enough to meet domestic demand because of the country's growing population. Heather Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.